So plants are known to be challenged by multiple antagonists, including insect herbivores. And we know that plants have developed different mechanisms to deal with these herbivores. They have different types of defenses. Some of them are secondary compounds that can directly affect the performance and the preference of herbivores on plants. And also, they can produce volatiles that can attract natural enemies of those herbivores. In the past years, we know that when herbivores start feeding on the plants, herbivore feeding triggers the induction of secondary compounds and also the increase of production of volatiles from plants. And this has been called induced plant defenses. We know that this phenomenon occurs in several different plant species. It has been documented in more than 100 species of plants. It has been studied mainly in the past in an ecological context, not much in an agricultural system. And what I want to argue is that this can provide a natural method to reduce insect pest in agricultural systems. There's currently some products that are commercially available. However, they target mainly pathogens. None of these products, ActiGuard or Messenger, are effective against insects. From the previous talk, we learned that jasmonic acid, it's involved in insect plant resistance. It's synthesized from the octadecanoid pathway. Jasmonic acid and its volatile derivative, methyl jasmonate, are so-called jasmonates, and they are known to trigger these responses in plants. Applying methyl jasmonate or jasmonic acid to a plant is known to induce secondary compounds in plants and also increase the release of volatiles. So the research goal of my program is to determine whether we can induce these responses in plants and what are the effects on those herbivores in the hope to develop some methods that we can use in agriculture to control insect pests. And I'm using jasmonates, methyl jasmonate and jasmonic acid as a way to manipulate the induced responses in plants. The plants that I'm working with are cranberries. Cranberries offer a unique system for the study of induced defenses or induced responses. These are perennial plants. Most of the studies in the past have been done with annual plants. Cranberries are also native to the U.S., so they have a lot of insect herbivores that are adapted. Are native and adapted to feed on cranberries. They can be easily propagated via cuttings, so they are all clones of each other, which also offers a good way to have several individuals with similar genotypes. And you might not know this, but cranberries are in the state where I come from. In New Jersey, are grown in a very sensitive place in the Pinelands, and there's now big pressure to reduce the amount of insecticides that are being used in these areas, and natural ways to control insect pests can provide alternatives to broad spectrum insecticides. One of the herbivores that feeds on cranberries is the gypsy moth. This is an invasive species. It's a non-native. It feeds on multiple hosts. It's a generalist and prefers other hosts, but also can feed in cranberries. And for comparison, I use a native species. This is Aspergillus fruitworm. This is a native to the U.S. It has also multiple hosts, is also generalist, but has a big preference to feed on cranberries. Actually, the female moth oviposits on cranberries, and the larvae feeds on cranberry plants. And it's a big pest also in cranberries in New Jersey. So the two objectives of my talk today are to look at induced volatile responses in cranberries and the effects that this can have on herbivores, and also to look at induced plant resistance in cranberries and its effects on herbivores. So I developed a push-pull system. Here I'm showing a picture of this system that I use for collecting volatiles. It's very commonly used for this kind of research. You push clean air into a chamber where the plant is placed, and you pull a sample from the headspace inside that chamber and collect volatiles in a super cube filter, and then you extract the volatiles from that filter and then run it through a GC, and you can identify the compounds via GC MS. I looked at four treatments. I looked at gypsy moth damaged plants, cranberry plants. I treated cranberry plants with methyl jasmonate at 1 millimolar solution, and I had also control plants. And as it's the case in many plants, control plants usually emit very low amounts of volatiles. I was able to identify 28 compounds that were emitted from cranberry foliage. However, I found that when gypsy moth is feeding on those plants, a lot of these chemicals — this is the control, this is the gypsy moth damaged plant. You can see this is a chromatogram of the control plant, and this is a chromatogram of the gypsy moth damaged plant. And you can see the big difference when gypsy moth larvae is feeding on the plant. You see a large increase in volatile emissions. And here I'm comparing the amounts of different volatiles, the 28 different volatiles, when the control plants versus the gypsy moth plant on the top graph, and the control plant versus the methyl jasmonate treated plant. And although the methyl jasmonate treatment had higher amounts of volatiles, you can see that the pattern of emissions was fairly similar. So one of the questions that I had is how the herbivores are responding to these inducible volatiles, in the hopes to find attractants that we can use to control insect pests. One goal that I have is to be able to use some of these chemicals so we can attract, to find attractants so we can monitor better these herbivores, or also use them for an attract and kill approach. So the first question I had was, does Spirogonatis, the native species fruitworm, antenna respond to host plant volatiles? And for this, I conducted EAG responses of commercially available compounds and compared the male and the female antenna to single compounds. So I was able to find 14 compounds that are commercially available. And here I'm comparing it to a known host plant and just clean air. Out of these 14, I found that 9 of them, shown in yellow, are inducible compounds, and these other 5 are non-inducible compounds. And 8 of these compounds showed elicit significant antennal responses in both females and males. And of these 8 compounds, 5 are inducible compounds. So I haven't tested those compounds yet in a wind tunnel, but that's the next step. The next question that I... The next question that I had was, does the antenna the antenna increases its response to when exposed to volatiles from plants treated with methyl jasmonate? And I did GC-EAD studies to compare control plants and methyl jasmonate treated plants. And the answer is yes. There was a big increase in the antenna response when I exposed the antenna to methyl jasmonate, to extracts from methyl jasmonate treated plants compared to control plants. So I still have to do behavioral studies to see whether these are attractants or repellents. So what I'm finding is that the gypsy moth damage induces leaf volatiles in cranberries. Methyl jasmonate induces a volatile response that is similar to gypsy moth, and that several of these inducible volatiles elicit an antennal response, and that methyl jasmonate is increasing the antennal response. So really quick, I'm going to go through the plant resistance study that I conducted. I did a field study where I treated with nothing, with just monic acid and a grower standard, an insecticide, Intrepid is a growth regulator. I did four replicates per treatment, replicated in the field. After treatment, I took uprights, placed them in a water pick, and then I placed 3 to 4 neonates per water pick to test for induced resistance. And these are the results that I found for gypsy moth. Here is the percent mortality for the different treatments. There was some constitutive resistance. However, when I induced the plant, you can see that a lot of them died. And it was very similar to Intrepid. When I tested the native species, there was no constitutive resistance against the native species. There was an intermediate effect of just monic acid, so there was some inducible resistance compared to Intrepid, that was the most effective, that provided the best control. So just for the general conclusions, jasmonates, as I showed, induce both volatile emissions and resistance in cranberries. However, induced resistance vary between the species that I tested. Induced resistance, the applications that we might get is that induced resistance may help to identify attractants that we can use for controlling insects or for monitoring insect pests. And also, I'm hoping that induced responses may help me to identify the mechanisms of resistance in cranberries. Thank you very much.
Acknowledgement.
We have a time for a question.
Rufus.
Have you looked at any of those either induced plants or plants that have already had gypsy moth feeding on and see whether there's an antibiotic response to those plants in this field trial?
I haven't yet. That's a good next step. There's a lot of things that I want to do next year. I think there's also variation throughout the year on how the plant induced defenses. So I want to look at that, and also whether there's any attraction to natural enemies when I induce at different times of the year. There's also whether there's any effect on yield when I treat at different times of the year. So there's a lot of things that I want to, you know, explore further. Also, I see differences among resistant among varieties. I use the experiment that I showed was in early blacks. I got a very different response with the Stevens that was very susceptible. So there was no inducible resistance in the Stevens. So I'm going to look at different varieties. Also, one thing that I didn't mention is that jasmonic acid does not have toxicity to gypsy moth. So it wasn't. We sprayed it on top of diet to see whether the toxicity was caused by direct effect of jasmonic acid, and it wasn't. Yes. Jasmonic acid as an attractant. Why do you think that it would be?
I'm sorry. When you say that you have seen what happened to the antenna and the stimuli?
Yes. Okay.
Can you Can you continue?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I see what you mean.